This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Jenna. Thank you for joining me on the podcast. I'm about to just introduce ourselves, but my name is Nick Jensen from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. I specialize in helping people overcome anxiety and reclaim their lives through a holistic approach that addresses the mind, body, and spirit. I provide personalized coaching and guide individuals towards state of balance and well-being. Together, we work on developing effective coping strategies, exploring the root causes, implementing positive lifestyle changes. So let's say goodbye to anxiety and hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transforming journey together. So welcome back to another episode today. And today's discussion will be on somatic breath work and meditation to heal anxiety and the type of methods that we're using. But before I go into the topic a little bit deeper, it's time to introduce our speaker. So Gina will be joining us. Gina is a mind-body coach who helps women lower their stress levels. Her path towards wellness began when she discovered she was a renal failure. A subsequent kidney transplant 30 years ago proved powerful incentive to her to maintain good health, especially when it comes to managing stress in order to cherish the gift of her donated kidney. She has been practicing yoga for several years and has a deep desire to assist others in their path to wellness. She is the RTY T200 through Yoga Alliance and a level 2 Reiki practitioner. Through many years of research and personal health challenges, Gina believes in wellness program that encompasses the whole body, mind, and she uses various modalities such as yin yoga, meditation, nourishment, and essential oils to power a woman gaining their energy, better focus, less fatigue, and better sleep. Gina is a self-proclaimed wellness junkie, a long learner, and loves writing, traveling, photography, and leads to a healthy lifestyle. Well, welcome, Gina. Welcome.
Thank you, Nick. Happy to be here.
Yeah, wonderful. Good to have you here. Hey, we've got a really lovely, lovely chat about somatic breath today. Well, so much to talk about that subject. Can you? I just loved your bio. You've had a journey.
You've
had a serious journey. Wow. And I know you've yeah. So how long did that? When did you come up? What year was it when you had some challenges and then you started taking on some wellness and, you know, practice and then really excelling into Reiki and, you know, and all different, you notice you've got a donated kidney 30 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, 30.
Wow. That's a challenge. I do have a buddy who's also had kidneys transplants and, you know.
Okay.
But for him, it was a miss and go, and you know, his body was fighting the transplants, and
right,
but with him, he just like stresses too much,
Right? He needs to talk to us.
Yeah, totally. He's just totally. Yes, totally. Yeah, he definitely needs to talk to us. We, he definitely needs to go back into, stop rushing life and, and moving on to what we're about to discuss and the power of somatic therapy as far as a healer.
Correct. Definitely. There's too many people in the world today who have, all this stress and anxiety, and that's why there's people like us to help guide them to show that they can reduce that stress and anxiety by using holistic methods.
Thank you for that. There's different breathing types. Would you mind explaining a few breathing types that you kind of use to teach others what expect for somatic? There's a whole bunch of stuff that that a lot of people like to know and why they're so effective in reducing anxiety.
I do like the diaphragmatic breathing, and I also use the box breathing. That's really kind of my favorite. It's just so simple. And then breath counting as well. Those are my top three favorite ways to use breath work, to help reduce stress and anxiety.
Yeah, I've just gone into that. Let's look at the the breathing through the stomach, the region, into diet, really focusing on the actual belly extension of the belly and rising and falling. But that's really like standing still to do that. It's like, taking out the let that be a good distraction, right? To focus on the breath, be there in a moment of it. I like that too.
Definitely.
Straight away, it goes into sense of calmness and reducing anxiety. How does that actually work to have that? How does this system work? What actually happens?
How does the diaphragmatic breathing work?
Yeah, like what happens in the system, the nervous system?
Well, it induces the relaxation response. When you do this breathing, your heart rate slows, you bring down your blood pressure, it reduces stress hormones, you are getting more oxygen, and blood flow to the muscles decrease, which also warms the body. So, most people, I heard this recently on another podcast about the number of breaths that the average person takes, and maybe it's like 20 or something, but it should be a lot lower than that. And when I practice this, I can do just 5 breaths in a minute, and it's just amazing.
I think that's coherent breathing. I think that's called coherent breathing, which involves breathing at a rhythmic of 5 breaths per minute, which is equal to inhaling and exhaling for a count of 6 seconds, which makes it the technique balance the auto nervous system to balance and helps regulate the emotions, including anxiety. I love that one. I think when we breathe, we actually we're conscious of the breathing. I tried focusing on, on the extension of the belly. But I think when someone's having an anxiety attack or some sort of attack, if they just focus on the breathing rather than on what else is going on, it releases the autoimmune system. But box breathing, tell me more about that one, because that's also a very common one that's used to release, to calm down the mind.
Right. And obviously breathing can be done anywhere, right? Because we do it automatically. We don't even have to think about it. But, again, most people are not breathing properly, and they're breathing from their chest, and which kind of shrinks the breathing ability, which is why when you do the diaphragmatic breathing, you get more oxygen, right? So, so the box breathing is a favorite because I say, you know, you could do it when you're driving, you can do it when you're standing in line at the grocery store. It's simply an inhale for a count of four, and then you hold for a count of four, exhale for a count of four, and hold for a count of four. And many times you'll only need one round to reduce the anxiety that you're feeling, but you can do it as many times as you need to.
Yeah, especially when you're driving, right? When you're pulled
right.
up in traffic and you have some anxiety and you need to think you need to go somewhere, your expectations are a little bit different to the person next to you or around you in a car. And
correct. I use it quite a bit, even when I'm a passenger. You know, if my boyfriend is driving, I practice my breathing. I find it's a good way to do it. You know, a good time to do it is when you're in traffic.
Yeah. And absolutely. I actually do that one too. Sometimes I imagine myself, like you got your feet, stick your finger up and just, you know, kind of follow a box. It's
right.
The easiest way to go. I mean, if you're at home, it doesn't feel right doing that while you're driving.
Yes.
But these people are a bit strange, you know, Gina and Nick, and what are they doing?
Well, okay. So in fairness, yes, I like to do the diaphragmatic breathing when I'm driving. But you know, if you're in line at the grocery store or the bank and you're rushed and you just want to calm yourself down, I find if you do the box breathing and you just count on your fingers, you touch each of your fingers to your thumb, and nobody knows what you're doing, right? So you can do that, you know, anywhere.
I like that. I've seen people doing like drawing a box in the sky, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you do it on your fingers, nobody knows and nobody will think you're weird.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, wait, that's a different idea. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's cool. And you also mentioned what about the nostril breath? Let's look at that one, because I know you mentioned another one, I think, of the box breathing. You mentioned him in the diagramming breathing
and
also the counting and breath. I like the breath counting, but I think there's one that I also like, and I used to practice this a lot. And it was called the alternative nostril breathing. That's like rotating. The technique involves breathing through one nostril and exhaling through the other, then swapping the nostril, alternating the nostril with each breath. It helps to balance the energy in the body, promoting relaxation, reducing anxiety. That's a bit, you know, not many people know that. All people are meditators who do, you know, we go to mind, body, and spirit festivals. They kind of know about this sort of stuff. But folks that are just starting to get into it, and again, it's a wonderful way to, you know, to breathe. I think breathing through the nose is also more powerful than the mouth.
Yes.
More germs are activated in the mouth rather than nose. We don't breathe well. I mean, no one taught us this sort of stuff.
Correct. I agree that breathing through the nose is healthier. And in fact, you know, I wear a mouth guard at night, which forces my mouth open. And so I am looking into getting the tape so I can tape my, because it also, it dries my mouth out in the middle of the night. It's horrible.
I know. I get that. I carry a bottle right next to me, a whole 2-liter bottle. I don't want to walk to the kitchen, so I just have this bottle ready with me. So I do that as an alternative all the time. It works.
I do that as well.
Yeah. You just don't know. I think it's a trained condition that being conscious and taking time to actually build that habit. You know, being conscious in our breathing. But I love it that it actually balanced the energy in the body. Straight away, just taking time to do that. And it's actually very yogi.
Yes, I was going to say that yogis know that.
I still go to men's groups, spiritual men groups. They're amazing. We do this sort of thing once in a while. We change different breathing and focusing on somatic somatic breath. But yeah, let's look at the breath counting. What is that? What's that all about? What is that beneficial?
Well, it helps you to focus. So breath counting is a form of meditation. So meditation is a single pointed focus. And so if you're just focusing on the breath, you're meditating. And you're just counting your inhalations and your exhalations. Generally, the exhalation is longer, so maybe breathing in for a count of four and exhaling for a count of six. And it just helps to reduce, you know, those anxious thoughts and promotes relaxation.
Yeah, I really love the way you said it just really focuses, redirects your attention away from anxious thoughts.
Right.
And promotes the key word from is promotes relaxation straight away, because it just it goes in the parasympathetic nervous system rather than stuck in on the other one. So
correct.
The one that's stuck on the attention, because I think most people who are challenged with anxiety are actually just too stuck. They don't know how to get out. They don't actually do this. The benefit of just sitting back and practicing this kind of breathing, even for a short time, you know,
correct,
even 10 minutes a day, like just to start the ball rolling for them.
Right. And I love the breathing because it's free.
But the discipline isn't, right?
Correct. I mean, you do have to, you know, sit and focus and practice it in order for it to work, but it is free.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, I think we touched on, you know, what is the technique, you know, muscle located in our lungs and while breathing. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I've got some things that I'm kind of reading by. But let's go with some questions, like a few questions, and we're going to do a little. You're going to take us through a little meditation on you know that you put together for us.
Yes,
is that correct? Beautiful, and it's going to be based on you know like someone who's challenged with overthinking, overwhelming. Catastrophizing, really just mind just going everywhere and thinking the worst possible cases and fearing the unknown. And just by, you know, learning to meditate and do some of these breathing and focusing, moving energy through the body, that we'll be able to just calm down feeling good. So what are some of the physical steps involved in practicing diaphragmatic breathing?
Well, first, just take a moment and kind of notice how you're breathing, and just putting your hands over your belly button, closing your eyes, and then just really kind of focusing on how you're breathing, and to kind of start the diaphragmatic breathing, just inhaling through your nose and then exhaling completely through your mouth for one breath. And then inhaling through your belly, up through the diaphragm, and then up into the chest. And then when you exhale, it's just reversed, exhaling through the chest and then the diaphragm and then the belly. And so it's just, again, kind of noticing how you're breathing. Are you breathing up in your chest and your shoulders? And so you're having to, you know, you're taking shallow breaths and taking those shallow breaths when you breathe in through the belly and then the diaphragm and then the chest, you have more breath.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, when we're on the anxiety, we're actually breathing way too shallow, way too quick. Mm-hmm. We're not slowing down. The chest is doing all the work, like you mentioned.
Right.
I love that. And, you know, when I got introduced to this method myself and started practicing it, it was very challenging to watch the in-breath and the stomach has to blow out at the same time
Right.
and expand as much as possible. Like, yeah, go figure that out. I mean, that's, you know, and the faster we're chatting or talking, I actually can feel that I'm more in the chest area than the, you know, slow down to the stomach and focus on the stomach area. But yeah, I think for me, it actually, thank you for that. For me, that things changed when I, you know, really had a little, gave some time to practice that.
Right. And then, like you said, when you do start practicing, you just kind of automatically notice. So throughout the day, I, like you, you know, will kind of notice when I'm got that shallow chest breath and then, you know, redirect it into the belly again.
That's it.
It just takes practice.
Yeah, it does. It does. We, you know, nothing. That's when I say, you know, we have to be, when we are practicing any kind of modality that helps with anxiety, we have to be patient, not give up. You got to keep going and be regimented almost to a point where, you know, it's becomes a lifestyle. Let's look at how does the diaphragmatic breath help regulate the automatic nervous system, like go deeper into usually into flight mode, or but we need to get into rest and digest. What does that mean?
Right. So we want to, most of us, because of just the lives that we live now, are always in sympathetic. So we're always in that fight or flight mode. And that is also how that shallow breathing comes in. So when we're in the parasympathetic mode, the rest and digest, our body is calm. So when you practice these breathing techniques, it relaxes your muscles. The tension leaves your body, you feel calmer, and it does activate that parasympathetic, so the rest and digest.
And that's it. That's all it is to it. It's to stay calmer and relax the autonomic nervous system. And just it's our choice, isn't it? In a way.
Yes.
You know, we can say, right, I'm feeling this, and there's no reason why I should be feeling it. I can just switch the thing the other way and become
100%.
Relaxed. And, you know, as long as we're just conscious of it. Can diaphragmatic breath be used as a standalone technique, or is it typically integrated into broader breathwork practices?
It absolutely can be used as a standalone technique, as we discussed earlier, with, you know, standing in line at the grocery store or practicing when you're driving. But I personally love to combine it with yin yoga, and it can also be used in energy healing and traditional therapies. So complementary.
Yes. Yeah, these are this. That's it. Depending on, I'm guessing, depending on the individuals, how hyperactive they are, they might need some more different type of breath practices. Yeah,
right.
Or modalities.
And because there's, you know, so many different techniques, if you find that, you know, one doesn't work for you, try another one.
Are there any potential side effects or considerations to keep in mind when practicing this type of breathing for anxiety reduction? Or
I would say, you know, especially if you're dealing with anxiety, you might want to, when you start doing this type of breath work, you might want to notice any emotions or sensations that arise. And just know that it's okay, and it's all a part of the process. And, you know, when those thoughts or sensations or emotions arise, just redirect your awareness back to your breath.
That's beautiful. Thank you for that. I think, thank you for answering those questions from a professional level. But you know, we're looking at I think we covered what we need to cover, and how we can just switch the button, how it affects, how we can revert back to with practice, revert back to the, you know, back to rest and digest, which is really important. But now there's a little bit more. I see a lot of people dancing it off, if you know what I mean, shaking it off. It's the shaking medicine, what's called. That goes with, you know, being aware and using body mass technique, and, you know, basically just shaking the stuck energy or stuck thoughts, which come up with thoughts. Do you have any light on that? Like, there's something called dancing medicine. Have you heard of that? Or
I haven't heard of it, but I love dancing. So
yeah,
you know, when I'm dancing, I can tell you I'm certainly not, you know, thinking anxious thoughts, or, you know, the mind isn't like moving around. So I think it's a fabulous way to, you know, reduce anxiety, moving the body for sure. And dancing, how could you, I think dancing is fabulous. Hello? Hello? Nick?
Hi, Gina. Hello.
Hi, is this better?
Oh, much better. I can hear you so
oh, good.
Well. Yeah, cool. Yeah. So I was saying a little bit earlier, we talked about dancing, like how important that is to be, you know, doing something different, and just dancing. It's actually one of the better stress relievers or anxiety, because we are distracted in a nice way, and we just let the music take us away. But what's important is focusing on our bodies and swaying our bodies, and just giving. Like you said earlier, you tend to, you know, lose yourself in dance.
Definitely. You know, it's like you said, when you're dancing, you're focusing on your body and how you're moving, so you're not really in your mind, you know. So that's a great way to, you know, relieve some of that anxiety.
Absolutely. And when you give yourself that instruction, like, you can go, there's different styles, there's flow, there's chaos, you know, getting into the dancing radically, or whatever the intention is given by the instructor, in something called the Five Rhythms Dance.
And, oh, that's interesting. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, it's really cool. It was designed by a beautiful person from New York. I can't recall her name at the moment, So it went worldwide in the 80s. It started, because it's so effective. Dance is the biggest stress. It's not the solution to everything, but it is like a little band-aid you could use once in a while, you know?
Right.
Because, you know, unless we uncover what's really the cause of our anxiety or stresses, you know, we're going to relapse.
Exactly. But it's great to have all of these different techniques, you know, in your toolbox.
That's it. And when someone, when folks do decide to put their hand up, and, you know, they want to talk to Gina or Nick, you know, in the area of anxiety and in yoga and, you know, all the modalities that want to learn, that this is where they, you know, they have that availability to do that, options, you know, it just allows them to practice, like, you know, even an idea like, hey, I'm going to give the Five Rhythms a go, you know, like, oh, okay.
Exactly.
So, you know, this is what breathing does to us, right? It's like,
That's right. I love it.
How can we be so patient? How can I get more patience? And how can I create, that, because, you know, we both work with that, and we allow the opportunity to just, whether it's virtual, whether it's real, whether it's a class in-house, we allow them to just to be there, and to be there in the energy of others that are going the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. They're all going the same way.
Definitely.
And being such a fast pace. I actually lost it the other day. I have to admit, I did road rage a little bit. I was still controlled, but, you know, the other guy had lost it totally in the car. But you can only be practicing resilient to you know, the changes of instead of just going more into parasympathetic than sympathetic, you know, nervous system, practicing that really helped. Now, I noticed a difference in me, always. I know that if I'm not practiced meditator or life coaching and anxiety coaching, I know that I would have probably lost my top there.
Well, thankfully you found it then.
Yeah. It was a good thing, right? It's a good thing to be exposed to it, right?
Yes.
Be exposed to the challenge of road rage and staying calm. But what got me was that my expectations were all, you know, I noticed there was a conflict of expectation. That's what causes stress and anxiety and anger. But if I can, you know, I realize, okay, I should be more sympathetic and compassionate to.
Mm-hmm. I've done the same.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's great. I heard once something about like saying a prayer for all of the drivers that you're on the road with. And I was like, oh, I really kind of like that, you know, just putting it out there that you're going to have, you know, as peaceful a drive as possible. So yeah, I think driving, you know, is really the best place to practice and do, you know, the breathing. Really, because it's such a hot button for so many people.
yeah. And as the tolerance and the nature of that person, you know, like they can be stuck on anger, or they can be stuck on all sorts of stress
buttons. Right.
But that's why that's why they need to call us and, you know, get into something different. And thinking what, you know, they were not that expensive when you think about the life lessons and, you know, just looking for alternative professional advice.
Yes.
Cool. Would you like to tell us what we're going to be meditating on?
Yes, so we are going to be meditating on anxiety and hopefully lowering some of that anxiety by the end of the meditation.
Love to. Yeah. So would you like to start us, or?
Sure. I will go ahead and start. So let's begin this meditation by giving yourself permission to feel however you feel right now in this moment and as you practice your meditation. You might be feeling some anxiety right now and know that that's okay. I believe that if we don't feel it, we can't heal it. So just give yourself permission to feel and experience your anxiety, knowing that you're safe in this moment and relief is on the way. Take a moment to come to a comfortable position and get rid of any wiggles or clenching and squeezing in your body. And now check in with your breath. How are you breathing? Is it fast, shallow, or is it slow, low, and full? Or maybe it's somewhere in between. Check in with your breath. Connect with it. And begin to slow it down. It may take a few tries, but slow your breath down as best as you can. Take a deep breath in through the nose, allowing your lungs and diaphragm to fill completely, and then sigh it out through the mouth. Now take an easy, smooth breath in. Belly expands, then the diaphragm, and then the chest. And take a long, slow, effortless breath out. Chest, diaphragm, and finally the belly. Take your time and slow down your breath. Notice how your body and mind are responding to this breath. Notice how peace and stillness begin to move through your body and your heart. Keep this slow, low, and relaxed breath flowing through you. Become aware of your body. Check in with your body and notice places where you are holding tension through squeezing, clenching, or tensing, and feel them melt and relax like ice under the sun. Check in with your feet. Feel them relax. Move up to your legs. Feel them soften. Check in with your hips, abdomen, and low back. Feel them all release. Move up to your upper back, your chest, and shoulders, and feel them relax. Check in with your arms and hands. Feel them soften and release. Then move up to your neck, jaw, face, and head, feeling them all let go and relax. Now feel your whole body. Feel it soften, relax, and unwind as you continue your slow and relaxed breath, as your tension in your body and the anxiety in your heart begin to release. Continue breathing effortlessly and slowly feel yourself get relief from your anxiety. You begin to tell yourself, I am safe. I am strong. I am still. Again and again, you tell yourself, I am safe. I am strong. I am still. And with each repetition, you feel the power of these words solidify within you. With each repetition, you feel even more safe, strong, and still. If anxiety creeps back in, just return to your breath, return to your mantra, and retreat to that sacred, safe space within. You continue to tell yourself, I am safe. I am strong. I am still. And with each repetition, you feel the strength of the words magnify. You become more and more calm and allow anything that pops up or creeps into your mind to be like the weather outside that cannot touch you, cannot impact you, cannot move you. You are safe. You are strong. You are still. And now begin to feel the ground beneath you, supporting you. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, gently begin to open your eyes, carrying with you the warmth and compassion cultivated during this practice. Thank you.
Thank you. That was so delightful, Tina. I really enjoyed that.
I'm so glad.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you. I just felt your voice was wonderful and just took me to another level. That peaceful space, it's just like, this is what we get, isn't it? That
peaceful. It is. It is indeed. And yeah, you're so right. I know after I come out of a meditation, I'm just so much more calmer and can hardly remember what I was thinking about beforehand.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely. But that's called our sanctuary. You know, like we all have to develop a sanctuary where we can tap into it, you know, like that space where we know, where that conditioned space where we know we can just enter and whatever's going on, whatever's challenging to be able to have a key, you know.
Yes.
Into that space, and developing that key takes a little bit of time and practice.
Like it does. It does indeed.
Yeah, it's a practice thing. Yeah, I loved it. Beautiful. So, how can folks get in touch with you? You know, to learn more about your gifts and your practice and.
I have a website. It is Gina Marisa. com mm-hmm. And I am on Instagram at Gina Marisa Wellness.
Lovely. And do you also have your Facebook account that folks are on different platforms, they might want to get in touch with you on Facebook account?
Yes, I am on Facebook at Gina Marisa.
Beautiful. Well, beautiful. I've at the end of the description of this wonderful meditation and speech on somatic breath work. Anyone that hears the broadcast, by all means, get in touch with us. Get in touch with, you know, we'll have our details there. And we just love to help. Love to help.
We do. This has been amazing. Thanks so much for having me, Nick.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Gina. Thank you for being our co-host for this episode. And I'm sure that a lot of people are going to benefit by listening and practicing our meditation. And folks, just reach out. Gina, thank you. We'll close with our session. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.